The Volumes of Truth, Volume 2. The Mark. July 7, 2005, from Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for a brother in Christ, and for all those who have ears to hear. This question was asked of the Lord, for a brother in Christ. Lord, what is the mark of the beast, in the Bible? The Lord answered, My son, why ask of me such things? Rather consider the marks you have taken. Are you clean? Where does your allegiance lie? Is it given to the things of men, and to the lusts of this world? Or does it belong to God, longing always to know the deep things of Messiah, whom you call Christ? Therefore, seek first your own salvation. Dwell not on outward things of evil, for evil has lost its grip on the redeemed. Yet for the sake of all those who shall come to read these words, I shall answer you, that they may hear and know, and remember. The mark, this mark of the beast, is a choice, a grave error. Yet as of this day, it remains merely an invention of man, a device, a stamp. Yet there is an evil one among men, who will gain power and much prestige, who will force everyone, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark in his right hand or on his forehead. The technology exists. Its production has commenced. Thus, that which was created for good shall be used for evil, that the few may gain control over the many, that no one may buy or sell unless they have the mark. That is, the name of the beast, or the number of its name, as it is written. My son, what you seek concerning the end of the age, I have already given to my servant, John, written in the book called Revelation. And that, which was given to John, I now bestow upon my servant, Timothy, that all those who have ears to hear, may hear the sound of this trumpet, and escape. For the day is at hand. For as it is written, the Lord God does nothing without revealing his plans to his servants, the prophets. Therefore that which you have considered, and that which you have heard, is true. And oh how modern man glories in his own creations, taking much pride in the inventions of his mind. Look how he revels in the works of his hands. Yet they shall be his undoing. For even now, he has brought destruction upon his own head. For in his pride, he has opened the door to the evil one, and on account of his great arrogance, has he made it possible for the man of perdition to rule over him. By his own works, he has condemned himself to death. Why, O peoples of the earth, do you forge shackles and secure them about your feet? I tell you the truth. You are all captives, slaves to your own evil thoughts and desires. Therefore, forsake all this madness, and return to me. Call upon my name in sincerity and in truth, and you shall truly be free. For I hold all the keys. Even over death and Sheol, do I have complete authority. For as it is written, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed, says the Lord.